City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to this special bonus Pogo City Radio. Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you would know that we are coming up on our two-year anniversary. We are going to have a bigger party sometime soon. But this being our actual anniversary, we still want to do something a little special, a little extra. We're still going to do our normal two shows this week, and this will just be a bonus. And what this is going to be is the Blank 77 G-Off from AFI tape. Now, I've mixed out, I thought it was 18 tracks. It's like 20. We got like a whole album here, pretty much of rarities. Not of the tracks per se, but the version of them is definitely at least a rarity. And I can assure you that you've never heard it before. So why don't we get to some of these tracks? I think they're awesome. Now, once again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Blank 77, original bass player Brandon, parted ways with Blanks in 92. And then G-Off from AFI joined the band for a little period and then left for about 6 months and then left the band and went back to AFI. And that's when Tim, who's, you know, the most recognizable bass player of Blank 77, joined the band. And this is actually the recordings he used to learn the tracks for most of Killer Blanks. And like I said, we got a couple bonus on here, too. Let's get to one of my favorites. You can find the original version on Up the System and Killer Blanks. Here's Blank 77 with Automatic. Right, that was Automatic. Let's get to one of my favorite recordings on this with Bastards. I'm All right, that was Blank 77 with Bastards. And now I talked to you guys a little bit about the Kenny Kendra Memorial celebrating her life that me and Gabe, good old Gabe Zander, went to last weekend with Blanks. And I tried to talk to you about it. I couldn't remember most of it. But now, since the pictures have come out and stuff like that, I remember a little bit more. And one part I remember is Addy from the NY Relics, you know, hanging out with her. And by the way, they're going to be on that GBH show in Philly. So the New York Relics doing another reunion with GBH in Philly, June 22nd. At Voltage. Now we talked about the first time they were playing. I think they played at Bowery Electric during the last reunion thing a couple months ago, and so this time it'll be over at Voltage. It should be a good show. GBH gonna be a lot of fun, and maybe we'll have to play some of those bands on the regular episode we're going to be recording after this of Pogo City Radio. But right now, it's all about the Blanks. Now, this next track here, I'm not going to lie, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's a cover song. I think it might be a cover song. If it's not a cover song, it's another unreleased Blanks track. All I know is I don't know what the fuck this song is. So I saved it as Blanks Random. Here it is now. All right, let's roll right over with some traditional Blank 77, some classic Blanks, Chelsea Girls. I hear they like those skinhead boys. Just to go, 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 just to go All right, that was Blank 77 with Chelsea Girls. See, now, I had the 7-inch picture disc with a Chelsea Girls and Punks and Skins. It was pretty awesome. You know, the one side, the Punks and Skins side, had a picture of the band, like, out in the woods or some shit, random, I don't know, picture of the band. And the B-side was this chick sitting on a Vespa, and it was the Chelsea Girls song. And her hair was, like, down to her fucking waist, and I was like, why the fuck do they got a long-haired chick on the cover of Chelsea Girls? And then, like, you know, like 10 years later, it dawned on me because the back of her head was shaved. And I just couldn't tell from the picture. But regardless, at first glance, it just looked like a very long-haired woman on the cover of Chelsea Girls when you would assume it would be a Chelsea girl. But I figured out she just had some crazy long bangs. And, yeah, couldn't tell. Couldn't tell that the back of her head was shaved, which it obviously is because I'm a moron. But, yeah, so thanks for hanging out with us on this Pogo special. Once again, I am Andrew motherfucking Bedlam. You're listening to Pogo City Radio. Now, normally, Pogo City brings you a variety of in-your-face punk rock. Today, playing some exclusive Blank 77. Unreleased recordings, some unreleased tracks, all featuring Geoff from AFI during his short tenure in the band. Now, we're going to get to another track here. This is a cover song now. I got a Johnny Thunders poster on my wall. And being that it's like this Pogo anniversary, I've actually been buying Pogo City some birthday presents, if you will, believe it or not, or at least that's what I'm telling the lovely rude girl Jessica as I throw our money away on Chunk. But yeah, definitely got some new posters on the way for Pogo. We, if you guys don't know, as I'm sure you've seen in the pictures, we got plenty of flyers up on the wall. A lot of New York, New Jersey, PA flyers. And then we got a couple of actual posters. We got a bunch more coming. There's some bad ass ones, including one from my bathroom that I'm real excited to tell you about. But let's get to Blanks doing a New York cover, some Johnny Thunders with Chinese Rocks, written by D.D. Ramone, of course. Somebody got me on the phone. Said I had this bread at home. You wanna take a walk, you wanna go down. You wanna go fuck, try to die. I'm living out of time, it's right. All the best things are in that. I'm living out of time, it's right. I'm the best of the world. The best part of the world. The best part is the I'm the best and I'm seven. I'm just fucking so good and good. All right, that was Blank 77 covering Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Now, the Ramones also doing that song. And you guys know Chinese Rocks, the song everyone on the island of Manhattan claims to have written. But, yeah, Dee Dee Ramone, you know, Ramones didn't want to do a song that obviously glorified the use of heroin. And so Dee Dee sent it over to Thunders. And then when he turned it into a kick-ass track, the Ramones then decided to do it on the, End of the Century album. Now, I was talking to you guys about these posters I got coming. Now, one of them I got coming for the bathroom. I'm going to hang it right above the toilet. Got a nice black frame for it and everything. And what it is an up-close picture of the CBGB's toilet. Yeah. That's what it is. Up close picture of the CBGB's toilet, dirt, stickers, and all. And we're going to hang that up on this little stage that it was on for some fucking reason. We're going to hang that on the wall behind the pogo throne, if you will. The true official pogo throne. But yeah, so you guys, when you guys are throwing up in my toilet, if you make it that far, because I know Josh generally doesn't, but if you guys make it to the toilet, you'll get to look at the CBGB's toilet almost like you're actually there, because that's what Pogo HQ is, right? Pogo HQ is just a futuristic CBGB's. We don't have live music, sadly. Hey, but we got punk rock. And, you know, we got some of the most punk shit going around right now, if you fucking ask me. But what the fuck else am I going to tell you?
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
All right, how about I tell you about some more motherfucking Blank 77. Now, most of the songs on here, like I said, this all came out before Killer Blanks, but after Up the System. So most of these songs are from that era. Now, Final Solution, that is even on the first 7-inch Unite and Pogo. So let's get to this demo version now. Here's Final Solution on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Motherfucker!
Right, Blank 77 with Final Solution. Let's keep the tracks moving right along. Here's Get Out Alive. That is not the Get Out Alive I had in mind. What the fuck was that? All right, let's try this one again.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, here's Blank 77 with Get Out Alive. There we go. We'll be right back. Right, that was Get Out Alive. Now, what we got up next, you guys can also find this on the Destroy Your Generation 7-inch. Now, on the Destroy Your Generation 7-inch, Blanks does Let's Riot. And I gotta say, I fucking love that version of that song. It's a lot slower. It's the same, but it's a lot slower, and it's fucking awesome, and it's kick-ass. But we're going to get to the demo version of it here, which is also pretty awesome. I was really excited when I heard this song. Come on. See, when I got this tape from Mike, I didn't know how many tracks were on it, and it was pretty much queued up to the last song. And I played it, and I was like, oh, is it just this song or two, blah, blah, blah. Then I fucking rewound it and shit. I was like, god damn, it's like 18, 19 tracks or some shit. So as I was listening to it, I'd hear the first couple chords or something, know what the song was right away, and I'd be like, oh shit. And this one definitely ranked high on the oh shit meter. Here it is now, Blank 77, Let's Riot. Right, Blank 77 with Let's Riot. Now, if you notice there, like maybe the way it faded out was a little hard or something like that. See, that's happening on a lot of the tracks because these motherfuckers apparently rehearse the exact same way they play, which means they don't stop like at all. Like if you've been to Blank shows, honestly, they'll play fucking 20 songs and they'll stop three times. It'll just be groups of like seven songs played without stopping. And that's exactly how this tape is recorded. So it was really hard to catch the beginning and end of songs. Now, I was talking to Harpo, and I was, I started mixing this around St. Patrick's Day. I did a couple songs, and then I finished it up yesterday. So I was over at Harpo's on St. Patrick's Day, and I was like, yeah, dude, I was like, it's hard fucking clipping these tracks out because they play them so fast, you know what I mean? The one song never ends, and the next one begins. He was like, yeah, they stole that from us. That's our thing. I was like, oh, all right. But yeah, so apparently, you know, Harpo and Niblick started the whole just play through the entire set list for the most part, which is awesome live, but really sucks when you're trying to clip it out into individual tracks. But enough of my bitching and complaining. I'm going to jump on over here and see if I could bring us up a little Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
Yeah!
All right, the Pogo City wildcard is where we play something a little off format. Now, I know you're sitting there asking yourself, like, Andrew, you said this was going to be a blank 77 exclusive episode. What possibly could you be playing for a wild card? And we're going to go over to a little side project here while Blanks was on their hiatus. And you guys know I'm talking about Mike Blanks and the Stabs. We're going to get to a hidden bonus track here. And this is Chad doing his rendition of Beth by Kiss on Pogo City Radio. And it's this week's
Wild Card, bitches! What's it?
No, no, I'm going to stay behind and break down the drum set.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go.
You don't want anything, Chad?
No, no, I got all this stuff to break down.
Let's go get us some hoobas.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have such...
Hey, Jay, did they leave yet?
Yeah, they're gone.
Hey, play that CD I gave you.
All right.
Bitch, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. The girls are fucking, and I just can't seem to come. Just a few more hours, and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do? Bitch, what can I do? You say you feel so empty, that your holes are never full. I'm always fucking someone else while you're home with your vibrators. Just a few more hours and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do? Bitch, what can I do?
Oh, baby, I'm gonna give that pussy a black eye. Oh, I know how you love it when I have dropkick sex with you. What happened? You over? I see that brown eye winking at me. Oh, that just drives me crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, those things you do to me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I know you're lonely, and I hope you feel alright. Cause me and the girls will be fucking all night. If that doesn't get me laid, I don't know what will.
What a lovely, lovely, lovely song that is. And it was on the Mike Blanks and the Stabs album, starting them off young, hidden track. Now, I remember the first time we had Mike Blanks on the show, we were talking about this album, because I absolutely love this fucking album. We were talking about this album, and he said that he didn't even know that track existed. Like, as you could tell, if you could hear it in the beginning, they're all walking out of the studio, and then Chad just kind of hangs out and then does this. That's pretty much literally what happened. And then he snuck it on the back of the album, and Mike and Tim never even heard it until they got the CD themselves. So that's pretty pretty funny. Now, talking about Chad, we've had Chad on here too a couple of times, but he started his own podcast up again. I think it's like the Chad Variety Show or something like that. I don't fucking remember what it is. All I know is it's on like, I forget what it's on, but it's live. It's on Player FM, I think it is. So if you guys have a Player FM account, or if you just want to hear it, go make one. Look for Chad's show. Just go to his fucking Facebook, and you'll find out more information. But it's all music he grew up with, which is a large variety of music, because it says something about punk, oi, and doo-wop, of course. So there you go. So check that shit out. It's pretty awesome. I know Thora has a show too. I don't know if it's pretty vacant like they used to have back in the day, but I know Thora is doing a show, or is going to be doing a show, and I'm pretty sure yours truly is going to be on it. So look out for that little special Thora episode, or special Andrew episode on Thora's show. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore.
Riggity, riggity,
wreck, son! It is not even 9 a.m., but it is a party day when you have 110 straight hours off from work. That's really why I was able to mix the blanks tape and do some extra pogo. Got 110 straight hours off from work, getting kind of fucked up over my spring break. Hope you guys are too. Hope you're enjoying this blanks episode. Let's get back over to the G-Off tape. Now, this is a song we believe that G-Off wrote, because this was the reason Mike initially gave me the tape, because of this track. It was unreleased. Nobody knows the name of it. Nobody remembers playing it. The only one who vaguely remembers it is Tim, and that's probably because he was studying the tape, if you will, trying to learn it, and they didn't do the song. And Renee said she's pretty sure that G-Off probably wrote it, and then he left the band, and they decided not to do it. But that doesn't mean we don't have an awesome recording of it right here to play for you now. You can find this track along with a clip video on the Pogo City YouTube, so look out for that. Also, you can find that Beth track and the whole Stabs album on our YouTube. So let's get with blanks now and make it a double.
All right.
Right, blank 77, make it a double. Now, that song title is not necessarily the name of that song, but that's what I saved it as, because nobody knows the song, Mike does not know the words, and I'm pretty sure they say, make it a double at, like, the end of the second verse or the second chorus or some shit, and that just sounds like some shit a blank song would be named. So there you go. That's make it a double. Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio. Let's get up with the next generation. Generation blank 77 on Pogo City motherfucking radio. All right, now I was talking to you about the oh shit meter before, and I have to say I'm pretty sure the one that made me shit my pants the most was definitely this next one. And skins. All right, blank 77 with Party Train on Pogo City Radio. All right, now this next one has got to be the most released Blanks track of all time. I swear to God, this recording is on like, this track is on every recording they have. I'm talking about Police Attack, okay? Now, this track is on the German release 7-inch split with Fucking Faces on yellow vinyl. And that was the first Blanks record I ever had. It had this track and then London Boys by Johnny Thunders. Now, you guys can hear that London Boys track, which is pretty fucking rare itself. And you know what? I think I'm going to fucking play it on here soon anyway. But you guys can hear that on the Pogo City Radio YouTube, but let's get to the G-Off version of Police Attack, and let's see if I can find Chinese Rocks for you in the meantime. Here's Police Attack.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Help is on the way. All right, Blank 77 with Police Attack, and me for the little audio drops in there. Now, let's get to some Blank 77 covering Johnny Thunders with London Boys. London Boys on Pogo City Radio, one of my all-time favorites right there. Now, see, and we got Tim we got Tim, actually worked in on a track now in this show. So that's pretty fucking cool, too. And, yeah, so I text Mike when I told him I was done fucking making these recordings. And I told him, now he's got to find me a Paul Unseen tape. Now I want a motherfucking Paul Unseen tape. Sorry, Chad, but, you know, we got the G-Off tape. So let's get the Paul Unseen tape. I'm sure there's something somewhere. So, yeah, you know, Paul Unseen playing drums for Blanks for a couple months while Chad was away. But let's get to the main reason we're here, the Blank 77 G-Off tape. We just did a Police Attack off that. Let's go with Punks and Skin. On Pogo City Radio. All right, we got four more lined up for you, and let's get to the last cover we'll be doing. Here's Blank 77 with Geoff from AFI covering the Dead Kennedys' Too Drunk to Fuck.
Too drunk to fuck. Too drunk to fuck. Too drunk.
Too drunk to fuck. Let's keep it moving right along with some classic Blank 77. Now you guys can find this track on Killer Blanks and of course the legendary Pogo Attack. Let's get to it now with Geoff from AFI on bass. Here Search and Destroy on Pogo City Radio. Alright, this next one here, I taught myself how to play on guitar back in high school. I taught myself a lot of Blank songs back in high school. Here's Sick on Pogo City Radio. Alright, now we got one track left on this Geoff tape, but I'm sitting here on my computer, and we've already played a couple of extras, but why don't we squeak in just one more? This is coming off Unite and Pogo, and now we got Brandon on bass with She's Gone.
Walk across the floor now, and you're running out the door now.
77. She's Gone, coming off the Unite and Pogo 7-inch, which would be the first, I guess, official release. Now, we're going to get out of here with this next one. I hope you guys like this show. It was definitely fun for me. It just ended up to be right around an hour, as it should. We're going to get out of here with the first song Blanks ever wrote. And this is the last track on the G-Off tape. Hope you guys like the show. Remember, check out the archives, and we are still going to have our two regular episodes this week. And remember, you guys can catch Blank 77 June 2nd in Philly. Some old school lineup right here, Blank 77, Submachine, and Violent Society. That's going down June 2nd in Philly. Look out for that shit. Here's Blank 77 with Spirit of 77. Thanks for hanging out with us.
City Radio.